first, we're off to Taranaki, the town of Bellblock, where local man Ken Murphy has completed a sea change. He's gone from working on oil rigs to crafting game fishing lures. His handmade lures are in hot demand, and if you head to our webpage, rnz.co.nz/9tonoon, you can see some beautiful examples of Ken's handiwork. Morning, Ken, and welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. This is a heck of a life change. What led to, you know, an end to life on the rigs and this beautiful handcraft, essentially? What was the story?
Oh, yeah, well, I used to work offshore a bit, and during the COVID stuff, we got laid off work. So I thought, you know, I'd been making lures for a while beforehand, just as a hobby, and, yeah, thought I'd give it a bit more of a crack and start trying to make a little business out of it.
And it took off.
It's been going pretty well, so.
They're absolutely exquisite. Just tell me what's involved. Just describe them to people, what they actually look like, and then what's involved in making them.
Well, they're just, you try to resemble a bit of a fish, but, you know, you've got a couple of rubber skirts on the back, but the heads are made of resin. Got power shell inserts with lead keel weighted. So it takes a fair bit of time trying to just weight the heads up right, balance them properly, and that way they run a lot better.
Is the power shell what you use to make the eye?
No. That's just, I just handmade the eyes. It's not. Power shell is just the base of the insert, really.
Has it got a bit of flex?
Bit of what?
Has it got a bit of flex? What's its purpose?
Oh, just a bit of flash and bit of colour in the water, I guess. Something to attract the fish.
See, the colour is bright, the full range, it seems, the full spectrum, quite literally. And how do you achieve that colour? Can you purchase the elements that way?
The colour of the heads of the resin?
Well, no, the lure, the little dangly bit at the back. I mean, it's an incredible colour range.
Oh, yeah, you just buy them separately, so you just sort of choose what you want to put together and make your different combos up to, suit your lures.
What's
some
the...
People, you know, some people want different colours, so you just sort of make them up what they want or whatever.
Is the process very much a process by hand?
Yeah. I do everything by hand. Each one's individually made by me, and just the skirts I don't make, but everything else is, the heads are all made by me.
How long does it take? How long does it take, Ken, to make one?
Oh, sorry. Usually, if you're doing a twin pour, which is a colour, you know, colour through the top of the head, probably 2 to 3 days, really, to finish a lure. So they take a while, but a lot of that's just drying time, curing time with the resins.
Now let's talk about the results. You're a fisherman yourself. What kind of catch record have you got using your lures?
I've caught 54 on my boat at the moment, so that's over 6 or 7 years of fishing. But, everyone's having a pretty good success rate with them at the moment, so I think 5 or 6 got caught on my lures in Taranaki just this weekend.
And this is marlin, you know, we're not talking perch or...
No, marlin, yeah. I took a friend out Saturday when we got him his first marlin, so that was pretty cool. And he let it go, so that was nice to see, you know. A lot of people with their first marlin like to sort of keep it, so it was good to see him let it go.
Am I seeing some kingies here too, in the images?
Kingies? No, they're probably tuna.
Oh, they are tuna, you're right.
Yellowfin tuna, or bluefin.
So what's happened with the business then? Are you marketing it?
Oh, I really need to make a website up, but I haven't got
too busy fishing.
Just doing it on the Facebook page and Instagram at the moment.
You might get some inquiries after this. What difference has it made to family life? Because, I mean, again, it's losing your job is a hell of a blow, and like everyone, last year was a bit of a crazy old year, but what difference has getting this up to speed made to to your family life?
Well, it's pretty good. I'm working from home, so I get to see my kids a lot more. I used to go away offshore for 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off, so yeah, it's a hell of a lot better being at home, and you're sort of your own boss, so you can go away for a fish when you want and make lures when you want.
What sort of money do you make from them then? Because they're handmade, they go for a reasonable price, yeah?
Yeah, I'm still trying to sell them but cheaper than what they are and most of the shops. So yeah, they sort of range from 90 to my biggest lures are probably 160.
All power to you. Stand by for incoming because there's some good fishing weather out there right now. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.